pray right where you are right
ahora
now.
Let's see what the Lord will do. Vamos a ver lo que quiere hacer Dios.
Jesus, we need you in this house.
Te necesitamos, Jesús.
We need your spirit, oh God.
Necesitamos tu espíritu, Señor.
Come on, somebody right now, lift up your voice right now.
Alguien en este momento levante su voz.
Somebody lift up your voice right now.
Levanten su voz.
We praise you, we magnify you, oh God.
Te alabamos, Señor.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesús.
Praise God, praise God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this house.
Seguramente la presencia de Dios está en esta casa.
The Spirit of God is moving in this sanctuary.
El Espíritu se está moviendo en el santuario.
You ought to get what you came for today.
Tú vas a recibir lo que viniste.
God's Spirit is in operation in this house tonight.
El Espíritu de Dios está operando en este lugar.
And don't take it for granted right now. But somebody right now, just go ahead one more time. Lift up your hands right now.
No lo tomes como uno pequeño.
Oh,
alguien levante
sus
manos.
Jesus. Praise God. God's doing a work in this place.
Dios está haciendo una obra en esta casa.
Spirit of God is moving right now.
El Espíritu de Dios está moviendo.
Turn to your Bibles.
En sus Biblias.
I'm going to go to Isaiah 54.
Isaías 54.
Read one verse of scripture.
Una escritura.
Read verse 17.
Versículo 17.
The Bible says, no weapon. Somebody say, no weapon. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Quickly turn Isaiah 59.
Isaías 59.
We'll read verse 19.
Versículo 19.
The Bible says, so they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And then the Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Let's read the first verse one more time in this house. Somebody say, no weapon. Somebody say, no weapon. You ought to look at your neighbor right now and say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. For just a couple moments, I want to preach to you on that topic. No weapon. I want to talk about no weapon today. If you would, lift up your voice right now. Somebody cry out to God. Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision. God, I ask that you would show up in this house. Continue to do the work that you started in this house today. God, we won't hesitate to give you the praise. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands all over this house one more time before you see.
Alguien dele palmas antes de que se siente.
As we talked about this morning,
como hablamos esta mañana,
we live in a time.
Vivimos en un tiempo.
Where the enemy is trying to stop the church.
Donde el enemigo quiere parar la iglesia.
The enemy is pulling out all the stops.
El enemigo está sacando todos sus trucos.
And he wants to stifle the church of the living God.
Y quiere detener a la iglesia.
He wants to stop the church of the living God in its tracks.
Quiere detener a la iglesia y que no avance.
He wants us to stop right here and go no further.
Quiere que nos quedemos aquí y no avancemos más.
But as we understand,
pero como entendemos,
the church is made up of individuals.
La iglesia es hecha de individuos.
Not only does the enemy want to stop the church,
no solamente quiere parar la iglesia,
but the enemy wants to stop you.
Pero lo quiere parar usted.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
when the enemy comes in like a flood,
cuando el enemigo viene aquí como un agua fuerte,
he isn't coming to play games tonight.
Él no viene a jugar juegos.
He isn't fooling around tonight.
Él no está jugando contigo.
But the Bible says that he will come in like a flood.
Pero la Biblia dice que él viene como un diluvio.
And he will make no excuses.
Y él no va a hacer ninguna excusa.
He will try to surround you.
Él te va a querer rodear.
He will try to engulf you.
Él te va a querer llenar.
He He will try to destroy you.
Él te quiere destruir.
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 8.
La Biblia dice en Primera de Pedro 8.
Be sober.
Ser despierto.
Be vigilant.
Vigilante.
Because your adversary, the devil,
porque tu adversario el diablo,
as a roaring lion,
como un león,
walketh about,
busca a quien,
seeking whom he may devour.
A quien se pueda devorar.
Isaiah 5 and 14 says it this way.
Isaías 5:14.
Therefore hell has enlarged herself.
El infierno se ha abierto más.
And opened her mouth wide without measure.
Y ha abierto su boca sin medida.
And their glory.
Y su gloria.
And their pomp.
Y su palma.
And he that rejoices,
y todos que se regocijan,
shall descend into it.
Se van a meter allá dentro.
One transliteration says it like this.
Una traducción dice así.
The grave is literally licking its lips.
La tumba se están limpiando sus labios.
In anticipation.
En antepasión.
Opening up his mouth wide.
Abriendo su boca.
And the great and the lowly.
Y lo grande.
And all the drunken mob will be swallowed up.
Y quiere comerse a todo.
The enemy is coming in like a flood.
El enemigo viene como un diluvio.
He's trying to find a way in.
El enemigo quiere meterse.
He's pressing at you right now.
El enemigo te está empujando ahorita.
And the enemy is trying to get into any crack that you leave open.
Y está buscando una entradita.
And the enemy doesn't stop.
Y el enemigo no para.
He is relentless.
Él es sin paro.
You might beat him today, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Tal vez se va por un día, pero va a regresar mañana.
That's why you gotta have a prayer life.
Por eso tienes que orar todos los días.
That's why you gotta stay in the Word of God.
Por eso te tienes que meter en la palabra.
That's why you gotta get to the Church of the Living God.
Por eso te tienes que venir a la iglesia.
That's why you gotta praise and magnify.
Por eso lo tienes que alabar.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
El Señor de Señores.
You gotta use the weapons that God has given you.
Debes usar las armas que Dios nos
to
ha dado.
Push back against the adversary.
Para empujar contra el enemigo.
To push back against the enemy.
Para empujar contra el
to
enemigo.
Push back against the wiles of the devil.
Para empujar con todo lo que tiene el enemigo.
The enemy is relentless.
El enemigo no para.
And like a powerful flood.
Y como un diluvio fuerte.
So the enemy comes.
Así el enemigo viene.
It is said.
Y se es dicho.
That in less than an hour.
Que en menos de una hora.
Strong rain can turn an ankle deep creek.
La lluvia fuerte puede tomar algo pequeño.
Into an unstoppable 30-foot high swell.
En un lugar alto y perezoso.
That overpowers everything in its path.
Que puede llevarse todo en su camino.
And floods occur all over the world.
Y las inundaciones pasan en todo el mundo.
We understand floods.
Nosotros entendemos las inundaciones.
You may not have ever been in one.
Tal vez no has estado en una.
But you know that water is fluid.
Pero tú sabes que el agua es fluida.
It is liquid.
La agua es un líquido.
It's not like a man that comes knocking at the door.
No, es como un hombre que viene a tocar la puerta.
Where there is a breach or something that's stopping him.
Donde hay algo que lo está parando.
But water can get into any crevice.
Pero el agua se puede meter en cualquier.
And water can get into any crack.
Y el agua se puede meter en las craquillas.
And the Bible says that the enemy will come in like a flood.
Y la Biblia dice que él viene como una inundación.
Praise God. 1889.
Oh, 1889.
The Johnstown flood was one of the worst floods historically.
La inundación de John fue una de las más peores.
It was so massive that it equaled the flow of the Mississippi River.
Era tan feo que casi igual que el Mississippi River.
And the disaster began shortly after 3 p.m. on.
Y el desastre empezó casi después de 3 p.m.
May 31st, 1889.
Mayo 31,
1889. When a dam in Pennsylvania washed away.
Cuando una dam se fue.
Following several days of drenching rain,
y siguieron muchos días y llovió,
the collapse unleashed some 16 million tons of water,
cuando se destruyó esa presa, la agua se soltó,
which quickly turned into 40 foot high,
y se convirtió hasta 40 pies de alto,
half a mile wide,
media milla de largo,
surge of mud and debris,
entre lodo y cosas.
And hours later,
y horas después,
the waves struck Johnstown
las olas atacaron el pueblo
like
de John,
a giant fist,
como una mano fuerte,
crushing some 1,600 buildings,
destruyendo 1,600 edificios,
and sweeping away everything in its path,
y llevándose todo en el camino.
And when the waters finally receded,
y cuando las aguas por fin pararon,
over 2,200 people were dead,
más de 2,200 personas habían
and
muerto,
many more were injured or homeless,
y muchos más heridos y sin casas.
And floods don't come timidly.
Las inundaciones no vienen a más
but
así.
They wreak havoc.
Pero vienen y destruyen.
On everything that they can touch.
En todo lo que pueden tocar.
And the enemy has the same intentions tonight.
Y el enemigo tiene las mismas intenciones.
But
esta noche.
I thank God tonight.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios.
That the scripture says.
Que la escritura dice.
When the enemy comes in like a flood.
Cuando el enemigo viene.
It doesn't stop there.
No para ahí.
God gives us a little bit of provision.
Él nos da un poquito de provisión.
He said the Spirit of the Lord
él dice, el Espíritu del
will
Señor
lift up a standard against
va a levantar una protección contra
I've come
esto.
To preach to somebody on a Sunday
yo le vengo
night
a predicar a alguien esta noche
that if you're on the Lord's side
que si estás en el lado del Señor,
if God be for us
si Dios es con nosotros,
then who can stand against
¿quién se puede
us
parar contra nosotros?
I've come to preach to somebody
yo le vengo a predicar a alguien
that you may feel the water coming your
que tú
way
sientes el agua que viene.
But as soon as it gets close enough
pero en cuanto se acerca,
the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard
el Espíritu del Señor levantará una protección.
You may think God is late to your situation.
Tú piensas que se está tardando el Señor.
You may think God doesn't show up when you need him to show up.
Tal vez piensas que no se viene cuando tú quieres.
You may see the waters that's coming your way.
Tal vez mira las aguas que se están acercando.
You may see the great flood that is coming to take out your family.
Tal vez mira la inundación que está destruyendo la familia.
But my God
pero mi Dios
will show up
se va a llegar
right on time.
Va a llegar a tiempo.
The Spirit of the Lord
el Espíritu del Señor
will raise up a standard
va a levantar una protección.
Does anybody believe what I'm preaching tonight?
Esta noche?
Somebody ought to get excited
alguien se ha de
that you've got a God
que tú tienes un
that'll
Dios
stand in front of the flood, that'll
ti
stand in front of the rain,
que se para
that'll
de la
stand
lluvia
in front of the devastation.
Que se para frente de la
somebody clap your hands all over
alguien
this
aplaude sus manos.
There's a caveat
hay un pequeño ley
to the promises of God.
A la promesa de Dios.
It's the people that are standing on the Lord's side.
Son las personas que están parados en el lado del Señor.
Let me remind you, church,
déjalos acuerdo, iglesia,
that you still gotta live right.
Que todavía tiene que vivir bien.
That you still gotta hold up the word of God in your home.
Que todavía tienes que alzar la palabra de Dios en tu casa.
It's like the children of Israel.
Es como los hijos de Israel.
When they were standing in Goshen.
Cuando estaban parados en Goshen.
And all of the plagues were wrecking Egypt.
Y todas las plagas estaban destruyendo Egipto.
On that final plague.
O esas plagas.
Even though they had been spared from everything else,
aunque estaban con todas las otras cosas,
all the other nine plagues couldn't touch Goshen.
Todas las otras nueve plagas no pueden tocar
but on nada the last plague,
pero la última plaga,
there was something that the child of God had to do.
Había algo que el hijo de Dios tenía que hacer.
He had to put the blood over the doorpost.
Tenía que poner la sangre sobre la puerta.
He had to make provision for his family.
Tenía que hacer provisión por su casa.
He had to let God know.
Tenía que darle saber a Dios.
God, I know you can protect me.
Dios, yo sé que tú me puedes proteger.
But there are some things in your word
pero hay unas cosas en tu
palabra that you're requiring me to do.
Que tú requieres que yo haga.
And I just come to tell somebody
y yo le vengo a decir a alguien
that when the enemy comes in like a flood
que cuando el enemigo viene como un diluvio,
and he will
y él va,
I just come to tell you
yo nomás le vengo a decir
that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against
el Espíritu de Dios va a levantar un muro de protección.
If you're standing on the Lord's side
si estás parado en el lado del Señor,
I just want to know in this house
yo quiero saber en esta
is
casa,
there anybody not yet on the Lord's side
¿habrá alguien que no está en el lado del Señor?
That wants to change teams
que
right
quiere
now
cambiar eso ahorita.
That wants to say I'm sick of taking L's
que dice, estoy cansado de tomar
but it's time for me to get on the winning side
pero
tonight
es tiempo de que me meta al lado del Señor.
You've come to the right place tonight
lugar correcto.
You can get on the winning side
que puedes
today
meter al buen equipo ahorita.
I read the back of the book
yo leí atrás del libro
and the church is the only thing that's going to be standing
y la iglesia es lo único que va a ser salvado.
The church that's the only thing that's going to be standing
la
at
iglesia
the
es lo único que va a estar parado.
The church is the only thing that at the end of the day
la iglesia es lo único que en el último
is going to still be standing on its two feet
va a estar parado en sus dos pies.
The world may be staggering
el mundo tal vez esté taleando.
The people in your neighborhood may be staggering.
En tu vecindad están
the celebrities of this world may be staggering.
Las celebridades están
but yéndose. I thank God.
Pero yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For the church of the living God.
La iglesia de la Dios
I thank God.
Le doy gracias a Dios.
That he'll raise up a standard
que
against
levanta
the flood.
Una protección.
I don't have to worry about the flood.
Yo no me tengo que preocupar
I don't
por
have to worry about the rain.
No me tengo que preocupar
I don't
por
have
lluvia
to worry about praise God. The Bible lets us know.
La Biblia nos deja saber.
Throughout the book of Isaiah.
En el libro de Isaías.
That Israel had begun to rebel.
Que Israel empezaba a ser rebelde.
Against God.
Contra Dios.
Which will later lead them into captivity.
Que después los iba a llevar a cautivar.
And Isaiah, the prophet of God.
Isaías, el profeta de Dios.
Tells them of this judgment.
Les dice de este juicio.
But throughout the book.
Y durante el libro.
As it continues to flow.
Mientras continúa de seguir.
He gives us hope for the future.
Él nos da esperanza para el futuro.
And God identifies
y Dios le identifica
himself as the bride, él, I mean as the husband.
Él como el esposo.
And Israel as his bride.
Y Israel como su esposa.
And he begins to speak to her in chapter 54.
Y él empieza a hablar a su esposa en el
54. He says, Israel,
y le dice, Israel,
for a small moment,
por un pequeño momento,
he said, have I forsaken you?
Yo te he dejado.
But with great mercy,
pero con grande misericordia,
will I gather you?
Te voy a sacar
he said, in a little wrath,
en un poquito de orgullo,
he said, I hid my face from you.
Escondí mi cara de ti.
But with everlasting kindness,
pero con todo cariño,
will I have mercy?
Voy a tener misericordia.
And then he starts to promise a covenant to his people.
Y luego empieza a prometer una, un
it
pacto.
Was a covenant of peace.
Era un pacto de paz.
It was reassurance.
Era un pacto de asegurada.
As a husband does,
como un esposo,
he begins to let the bride know.
Le empieza a dejar a saber su esposa.
I'm going to protect you.
Yo te voy a proteger a ti.
He said, "Don't fear Israel."
Dice, no tengas miedo, Israel.
He said, "Terror's not going to come near you."
La, eso no va a llegar contra
he
ti.
Said, "Don't fear Israel."
No tengas miedo, Israel.
And then he gives them the promise.
Y luego le da la promesa
that I read in your hearing.
Que leí en su historia.
No weapon.
Ninguna arma
that is formed against you
forjada contra ti
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
But before he gives this promise,
pero antes que dio esta promesa,
he lets Israel know
le deja saber a Israel
the reason
la razón
that no weapon would be able to prosper.
Por la cual ninguna arma pueda
the Bible says
la Biblia dice,
in verse 15 of chapter 54 of Isaiah,
versículo 15 de 54, Isaías,
it says, behold,
dice, mira,
they shall utterly gather together,
en contra de
but
ti.
Not by me whosoever
delante de ti
shall gather together against thee,
caerán todos,
shall fall for thy sake.
Por tu la, por tu
and
ti.
Then he says these words,
y luego
my,
dice
goodness,
estas palabras.
My goodness, you got to get a hold of what I'm preaching to you right now. In verse 16,
versículo 16,
he tells them this.
Les dice esto.
He says, behold,
he aquí.
He says, I,
yo,
have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth the instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. And then he says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. What are you preaching to me, Brother Urban, tonight? He tells us that no doubt
él nos dice que ninguna,
there are going to be weapons that are formed against you.
Que van a haber armas forjadas contra ti.
I just want to be real with somebody
yo
today
quiero decirle la verdad.
And let you know I'm not preaching a fairy tale story
que,
to you today.
Que no estoy contando un cuento de hadas.
But the enemy is creating some weapons right now.
Pero el enemigo está creando unas armas
because
ahorita.
He doesn't want the church to stand.
Porque no quiere que la iglesia
because
se levante.
He wants to knock you out of the church.
Porque te quiere sacar de
because
la iglesia.
He wants to knock you off
porque
of your
te quiere echar para fuera.
No doubt,
ninguna duda,
there will be weapons formed against you.
Van a haber armas forjadas contra
he
ti.
Said, but I've got some provisions
pero
for
yo
you.
Tengo provisiones para ti.
It's not going to prosper.
No va a prosperará.
And then he lets us know.
Y luego nos deja saber.
He said, I want you to consider this.
Quiero que consideres
he said,
esto.
I want you to think about this.
Quiero que pienses
he
en
takes
esto.
Time
él toma su tiempo
to make sure this is in the word of
y les
God.
Dice con seguridad en la palabra de Dios.
He said, I want to let you know the reason
le quiero dar la razón
that the weapon won't prosper.
Por la cual la arma no prosperará.
He said, the smith
dice el herrero
that sits down
que se sienta abajo
and begins to blow the coals in the fire
y empieza a soplar el fuego
to form the weapon that is against you.
Para formar el arma contra ti.
He said, I created him.
Dice, yo lo creé.
He said, I created the waster to destroy.
Dice, yo creé a él para destruir.
He said, I created the one that's devising the weapon against you.
Yo creé el que está haciendo el arma contra
I created
ti.
The one
yo creí el que
that sits down
que se sienta abajo
and creates the weapon
y crea la arma
with your name on it.
Con tu nombre
todo and él. The enemy was going to destroy you.
Y el enemigo te iba a destruir.
But he lets the people know.
Pero le deja al pueblo saber.
He says, no weapon.
Ningún arma.
formed against
forjada
you
contra ti
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
Why is no weapon going to prosper, God?
¿Por qué no va a prosperar?
Why won't the weapon work, God?
¿Por qué va a trabajar?
How could you be so sure
¿Por qué tienes tanta certeza?
That the weapon won't work.
Que la palabra no va a funcionar.
I'll tell you how I know.
Te digo cómo sé.
The man that bloweth the coals in the fire.
Porque el hombre que hace el arma.
And the smith that sits down.
Y el herrero que se sienta.
To form the weapon.
Para formar esa arma.
I created him.
Yo lo creé.
I made him.
Yo fui el que lo hice.
I made his hands.
Yo hice sus
He's
manos.
Creating the weapon against you.
Él está haciendo esa arma contra
But I'm
ti.
Just going to let you know tonight, baby.
Pero yo te estoy diciendo saber esta
the
noche.
Weapon ain't going to work.
Esa arma no va a funcionar.
It's not going to prosper. Yes, they're creating weapons right now. But the weapon's not going to work.
Pero el arma no va a
funcionar. The weapon's not going to prosper.
La arma no prosperará.
I wish somebody will get a hold of what I'm preaching right now.
Esto.
I wish somebody will.
Quiero que alguien que crea
I wish
esto.
Somebody will help me preach right
Quiero
now.
Que alguien me ayude a predicar ahorita.
No weapon
Ningún arma
formed against me
formada, forjada
shall
contra
prosper.
Ti. Prosperará.
Made famous by Fred Hammond.
Hecho famoso por alguien.
First written by the word of God.
Primero escrito por la palabra de Dios.
So oftentimes,
muchas veces,
when we get phrases like this that we pull out of the word of God,
cuando agarramos frases que sacamos de la palabra,
and we place them all by themselves,
y los ponemos solos en sí.
Sometimes you need to go back a little bit and read the context.
A veces tienes que ir para atrás y leer el contexto.
Because when you start to understand the context,
porque cuando empiezas a entender
then
el contexto,
you start to realize
empiezas a entender
why he said,
porque dice,
no weapon
ningún arma
formed against
por
you
contra ti.
Shall prosper. I just come to preach
Yo
to somebody. That you feel like somebody's chasing you. You feel like somebody's after you. You can feel the weapon being forged right now. But I serve a God. I said I serve a God who created the one who created the weapon. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to shout. I come to preach to somebody
Yo le vengo a predicar a alguien
that you feel the pressure coming up against you
que
right
sientes
now
la presión contra ti ahorita.
And you feel like the enemy has rocked your
y sientes
world
que el enemigo está ahí al lado de ti.
And he may have
y tal vez esté.
But the Bible says
Pero la Biblia dice
that the weapon's not going to prosper
que el arma no prosperará.
We're just going to park right here for
Nos
just
vamos
a little
a parar
while.
Aquí por un momento.
And I'm going to preach to somebody.
Y le voy a predicar
and
a alguien.
Let you know
y le voy a dejar saber
that you may be hurt by the weapon.
Que tal vez estés lastimado por esa arma.
And the enemy might get a couple hits out of you.
Y el enemigo tal vez te pegue unas cuantas
and
veces.
He might knock you down
y
once
tal vez
or twice.
Te tumbe una, dos, o tres veces.
And he may make you lay flat on your back.
Y tal vez te tumba su espalda.
But I've got a promise.
Pero yo tengo una promesa.
I said I've got a promise.
Dije, yo tengo una promesa esta noche.
That no weapon
que ningún arma forjada
formed against me
contra mí
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
I come to preach to somebody.
Yo le vengo a predicar a alguien.
You can't even sleep at night.
Que tú no lo puedes ver.
Cause you worried.
Pero tú lo tienes.
And you hear the sound of the weapon being forged.
Y escuchas la arma que está
you
forjada.
See the metal being crafted in the fire.
Escuchas que están haciendo
and that weapon has your name on it.
Y esa arma tiene tu nombre.
I'm not here to tell you
Yo no te estoy aquí para decirte
that you're seeing wrong.
Que lo estás mirando mal.
The enemy wants to take you out.
El enemigo te quiere quitar.
But I've got a promise.
Pero yo tengo una promesa.
I said I've got a promise.
Yo tengo una promesa.
That no weapon
que ninguna arma
formed against me
forjada contra mí
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
Somebody ought to shout right now.
Alguien debe alabar ahorita.
Somebody ought to give God praise.
Alguien debe alzar su voz.
For the world right now. He said the smith that makes your weapon against you.
El herrero que está haciendo esa arma.
He said I created him too.
Yo fui el que lo creé también.
He belongs to me.
Él me pertenece a mí.
So when he sits down to form the weapon.
So cuando él se sienta para hacer esa
with
arma,
you in mind.
Contigo en tu mente.
Don't forget child of God.
No te olvides hijo de Dios.
God has you in mind as well.
Dios te tiene a ti en su mente
I
también.
I come to preach to somebody.
Yo estoy aquí predicando
that you
a alguien,
are the apple of his eye.
Que tú eres la hija de sus
I come to preach to somebody.
Yo estoy aquí para predicarle a alguien.
That all the hairs on your head are numbered.
Que todos los pelos que tienes en la cabeza.
I come to let somebody know.
Yo estoy aquí para decirle a alguien.
That not only does he number the hairs.
Que no solamente cuenta tus cabellos.
But when you lose the hair.
Pero cuando pierdes tus cabellos.
He knows which number hair came out.
Él sabe cuántos se cayeron.
Praise God. I just feel like preaching and helping somebody.
Yo nomás estoy aquí para predicar.
You've been having sleepless nights.
Tal vez no puedes dormir en la noche.
You can't get any rest.
No puedes descansar.
You can't have any peace.
No tienes paz.
You don't have any joy.
No tienes gozo.
You've let the enemy rob your joy.
Has dejado que el enemigo te robe el gozo.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That there will be weapons formed against
que
you.
Si van a haber armas forjadas.
Let's
contra
just
ti.
Get that out of the way.
Pero eso quítalo a un lado.
But the greater point that God was trying
pero
to make in the text
grande que está hecho
is that it won't work.
Es que no va a funcionar.
That no weapon
que ninguna arma
formed against the child
forjada
of God
contra el hijo de Dios.
I said formed against the child of
forjada
God.
Forjada contra el hijo de Dios.
I just come to preach to a faithful saint tonight. I come to preach to somebody that you've been doing everything right. I come to preach to somebody that you've been praying every day. I come to preach to somebody that you don't miss a service. I come to preach to you today and let you know you don't have any reason to worry. You don't have any reason to fear. No weapon. No weapon. Formed against you shall prosper. I just come to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost that you gotta get up today. You gotta pick yourself up. You gotta lift up your head today. Stop letting the devil rob your joy. Stop letting the devil rob your peace. Stop letting the devil rob your joy.
No dejes que el diablo te quite el gozo.
Because I got a promise.
Porque yo tengo una promesa.
I have a promise.
Yo tengo una promesa.
That everything is going to be all right.
Que todo va a estar bien.
Is the weapon formed for me? Absolutely.
¿Está la arma forjada? Claro
does it have
sí.
My name on it? Absolutely.
¿Tiene mi nombre? Claro que
the
sí.
Devil hates what we're doing
el diablo
tonight.
Odia lo que estamos
but
haciendo.
I come to serve notice on the devil
pero
tonight
yo le vengo a dar un anuncio a ese diablo.
That no weapon
que ningún arma
formed against the church of the living God
la iglesia.
Shall prosper.
Prosperará.
There ain't no weapon.
No hay ningún arma.
Look at your neighbor and say, there's no weapon.
Dile a tu vecino, no hay ningún arma.
You ought to say it with conviction tonight.
Vas a decir con convicción.
No weapon.
Ningún arma.
Formed against me.
Forjada contra mí.
Shall prosper.
Prosperará.
Somebody clap your hands right
alguien
now.
Denle un aplauso.
God, I just come to tell somebody
yo nomás le vengo a decir
that
a
your enemy
que tu enemigo
is a pawn in God's kingdom.
Es un instrumento en el reino de Dios.
And those weapons
y esas armas
that he is creating right now
que él ha creado ahorita
have to pass by your God.
Tienen que pasar por tu Dios.
Can I take you to the book of Job?
¿Te puedo llevar al libro de Job?
Can you get it for me?
¿Me lo pueden poner en la pantalla?
Job 1 and 6.
Job 1 y 6.
You're gonna have to preach. I can't read that.
Okay. Y un día vinieron los hijos de Dios.
Praise God.
A presentarse delante de Jehová.
Praise God.
Entre los cuales vino también Satanás.
Amen. So Job, praise God. Clap your hands. The Bible says.
La Biblia dice
that the sons of God.
Que los hijos de Dios.
Came to God.
Vinieron a Dios.
And it was like a business meeting.
Y era como una cita de negocios.
The Bible makes mention that Satan was with him as well.
La Biblia dice que Satanás también estaba
and so
ahí.
You gotta see the picture.
So tienes que ver el retrato.
I'm trying to help somebody tonight.
Yo le quiero ayudar a alguien esta noche.
The sons of God come in the room.
Los hijos de Dios entran al cuarto.
And Satan comes trailing behind the sons of
y Satanás
God.
Viene atrás de él.
And he's got his head down.
Y tiene su cabeza abajo.
And he's discouraged.
Y está desagüitado.
And God says,
y Dios dice,
Satan, where have you been?
Satanás, ¿dónde estaba?
And he says, you know where I've been.
Y tú dices, ¿tú sabes dónde estaba?
I've been to and fro to the earth.
Yo estaba caminando rodeando,
seeking whom I may devour.
Buscando a quien puedo
I've been
devorar.
Doing what you made me do.
Yo estoy haciendo
I've been doing what I was created to do. do.
Yo estoy haciendo lo que
I'm
tú
just
me
trying to
hacer.
Do my job.
Yo nomás estoy queriendo hacer mi trabajo.
He said, but you're making it hard on me, God.
Pero tú lo haces difícil para mí.
You make it real hard.
Tú lo haces difícil para
mí.
God
said,
y Dios dijo,
have you considered my servant Job?
¿Has considerado mi siervo Job?
He said, yeah, God, I've considered him.
Sí, yo lo he considerado.
He said, but I can't even get to him.
Pero ni siquiera me puedo acercar a
he
él.
He said, because you got a hedge all around him.
Porque tienes un borde alrededor de él.
The Bible says that Job was a perfect and an upright man.
La Biblia dice que era un hombre perfecto.
One that escheweth evil.
Un hombre que odiaba al mal.
He walked circumspectly around sin.
Caminaba alrededor del
this
pecado.
Is a faithful saint of God.
Este era un hombre fiel
this
de Dios.
Is somebody who's doing everything right.
Este es un hombre que está haciendo todo
and
lo
the
correcto.
Word of God gives us a little bit of provision in this story.
Y la palabra de Dios nos da un poquito de provisión.
It lets us know
y nos deja saber
that even if you're doing everything right,
aunque estás haciendo todo lo bien,
that sometimes
a veces,
God's going to let the devil touch you a little bit.
Dios deja que el diablo sometimes, te toque un poco. A veces,
there's going to be a test.
Va a haber una prueba.
Sometimes
a veces,
God's got to see if you love him with all of your heart.
Dios quiere saber si tú realmente lo amas.
And so we get this background and understanding, and Brother Sutton teaches this regularly. It's the origin of evil.
So miramos esto y estudiamos esto, es el origen del mal.
And when you get a hold of this revelation,
y cuando agarras esta revelación,
you start to look at your enemy a little bit different.
Empiezas a mirar a tu enemigo un poquito diferente.
You start to realize,
empiezas a realizar,
that whatever the enemy does,
que todo lo que hace el enemigo,
he's got to pass it through your God.
Lo tiene que pasar por tu Dios.
And so if God brings up your name in the business,
so Dios trata saca tu nombre en la mesita.
If God makes mention of your name,
si Dios menciona tu nombre,
you ought to be thankful today.
Has de estar agradecido.
Because God knows that you can handle the test.
Porque Dios sabe que tú puedes
because
con
God
esa prueba.
Knows that you can handle the adversity.
Porque Dios sabe que tú
because
puedes
God
con
knows
problemas.
That you're going to be able to walk through on the other side.
Porque Dios sabe que tú puedes caminar por eso.
And so here in this text,
so miramos en este texto,
we understand
y entendemos
that Satan is a bad dog
que Satanás es un perro malo
on God's chain.
En una cadena por Dios.
God's trying to let us know
Dios nos quiere saber
that anything that he does,
que todo lo que él hace,
it has to pass through me
tiene
first.
Que pasar por Dios primero.
I just come to tell somebody
yo nomás le vengo a decir a
that
alguien,
if you're going through it right now,
que si estás pasando por algo ahorita,
God knows that you got the strength to walk through it.
Dios sabe que tiene la fuerza
the Bible
para
says, yay, though I,
la Biblia dice que aunque pase,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of
por
death,
la sombra de la muerte,
I will fear no evil.
Temeré no mal.
He didn't say, yea, though I stay in the valley of the shadow of death.
Dice, aunque me quede en la testa,
he says, I'm going to walk through on the other side.
Dice, voy a caminar y pasar
I come
otro
to
lado.
Tell somebody
yo le vengo a decir
that
a
you're not going to stay where you
que
are,
no te vas a quedar donde
but
estás.
You're going to walk through on the
pero
other
vas
side.
A pasar al otro lado.
Take courage, my brother. Take courage, my sister.
Anímate, hermano.
God's going to see you through.
Dios te va a
somebody
libertad.
Clap your hands right
alguien
now.
Debe de aplaudir sus manos.
Can I preach about David for a little while?
¿Puedo predicar de David un poco?
David was anointed king.
David era ungido
in
Dios
the midst of his brethren.
Entre medio de sus hermanos.
And David was a man.
Y David era un hombre
that was a young man.
Que era un hombre joven.
But he desired the things of God.
Pero él deseaba las cosas de Dios.
Bible says that there was a battle.
La Biblia dice que había una batalla
down in the valley.
En el valle.
And his brothers were off to war.
Y sus hermanos estaban
and
en guerra.
We know the story.
Y ustedes conocen
David
la historia.
Trots down to the battle.
David va para abajo.
And nobody was willing to fight Goliath.
Y nadie quería pelear contra Goliath.
There was a giant.
Había un gigante.
That tormented the people of God.
Que atormentaba al pueblo de Dios.
He pressed up against the people of
empujaba
God.
Empujaba en contra al pueblo
he
de Dios.
He was a weapon.
Era un arma.
Against the people of God.
Contra el pueblo de Dios.
And he began to press on them.
Y empezaba a empujar
and he began
ellos.
To provoke them.
Y empezaba a provocarlos.
And he began to taunt them.
Y empezaba a burlarse.
And David goes down to the battlefield.
Y David va para la batalla.
And David said,
y David dice,
we're not putting up with this anymore.
No vamos a tomar con esto.
He said, but everybody's standing back.
Pero todos están quedando atrás.
But I'm going to fight against them.
Pero yo voy a pelear contra ellos.
And everybody said, you need to go back home.
Y todos le decían, tienes
you're
que
a little
atrás.
Bit too small.
Nunca vas a ser tan
you don't have what you need.
Tú no tienes lo que necesitas.
Praise God. I just come to tell somebody it's not by might.
No es por fuerza,
nor by power,
ni por poder,
but it's by my spirit,
sino por
saith
mi espíritu,
the Lord.
Dice el Señor.
Praise God. And David,
y David
goes to Saul.
Va a Saúl.
And Saul tries to press his armor on him.
Y Saúl que le quiere poner la herramienta.
And David said, "You know what?"
Y David dice,
"This stuff is real nice.
Estas cosas son buenas.
But I haven't proven these."
Pero no estoy acostumbrado a ellas.
And then he takes time
y luego tiene su toma
to let him know
para dejarlo saber
that there was a weapon that was formed for him.
Que había un arma forjada contra
he
él.
Talked about the lion.
El habla del león.
How the lion came up and tried to take one of his flock.
Como el león vino y le quiso quitar una oveja.
And he killed the lion.
Y mató al león.
And then he talks about the bear.
Y luego habla del oso.
He said there was a bear that came also.
Dijo, viene un oso que vino también.
But he killed the bear.
Pero mató el oso también.
And then he told him.
Y luego le dijo,
he said this Goliath,
este Goliath
will be just like them.
Va a ser igual como ellos.
And we know the story.
Y conocemos la historia.
David went to the battlefield.
David se va a la batalla.
With the weapons.
Con las armas.
That God had already given him.
Que Dios ya le había dado.
And he goes to that battlefield.
Y se va a la batalla.
But he understood something.
Y entendió algo.
He told that giant.
Él le dijo a ese gigante.
He said, "You come to me."
Tú vienes contra mí.
With a sword and a spear.
Con la espada y el escudo.
And with a shield.
Y con un escudo.
He said, "But I come to you."
Pero yo vengo.
In the name of the Lord of hosts.
En el nombre del Señor.
The God of the armies of Israel.
El Dios de Israel.
Whom thou hast defiled.
Que tú te has peleado contra él.
And then he says this because this is important.
Y luego dice esto porque es importante.
You need to understand.
Tienes que entender.
That you don't have the strength to fight your battles.
Que tú no tienes la fuerza para pelear.
You need to understand that it's not about you,
que no se trata de ti,
but it's all about him.
Pero es todo de él.
And David said,
y David dijo,
this day
este día,
will the Lord deliver me,
el Señor me va a sacar,
or thee
de ti,
into my hand.
Te va a librar en tus manos,
and I will smite thee,
y yo te voy a pelear,
and I will take thine head
y yo
from
te voy
thee.
A quitar la cabeza.
Did you know David was a prophet?
¿Sabías que David era
David
profeta?
Said, you know what I'm going to do?
Y dijo, ¿sabes lo que voy
he
a hacer?
Said, by the Lord God,
por el Dios viviente,
I'm going to take your head
te voy
from
a quitar
you.
La cabeza.
Somebody ought to clap for that.
Alguien debe de aplaudir sus manos ahorita.
And then he said,
y luego dijo,
he said, I will give it to the carcasses of the host of the Philistines.
Se lo voy a dar allá para lo fuera.
This day,
este día,
unto the fowls of the air,
hasta los pájaros del
and
viento,
to the wild beasts
y a
of the
las
earth,
bestias del mundo.
That all the earth may know
que todo el mundo sepa
that there is a God in Israel.
Que hay un Dios en Israel.
He wasn't just trying to let the enemy know
no, nomás quería dejar al enemigo
that there was a God in Israel,
que había un Dios en Israel,
but he wanted to let Israel know
pero que debía saber
that there is still a God
que si
in Israel.
Israel.
I come to tell the church tonight
le vengo a decir a
that you still got a God that's fighting
Dios
on your behalf.
Que está peleando
you
por
still Dios. Got a God
sigue teniendo
that's
un Dios
standing right beside
que está parado
you.
Al lado
you
de ti.
Still got a God.
Sigue teniendo un Dios.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien debe de aplaudir sus manos.
He said, and all the assembly shall know
y todas las asambleas van a saber
that the Lord saveth not by the sword and
que
the
Señor
spear.
Nos habla por la espada.
For the battle is the Lord's.
Porque la batalla pertenece
and
al
he
Señor.
Would give it into our hands.
Y él nos la va a dar a nuestras manos.
And when the Philistine arose
y cuando el filisteo se levantó,
and he came to draw nigh unto David,
y se acercó contra David.
David hastened.
David se apuró
and ran toward the army
y corrió contra
to
él
meet the Philistine.
Para encontrar ese filisteo.
And David put his hand in his bag.
Y David puso su mano en su bolsa.
Young people, you gotta get you a bag.
Jóvenes deben agarrar una bolsa.
Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. On a basketball court.
En una corte de basketball.
They say.
Dicen.
If you got a couple moves,
si tienes unos cuantos movimientos,
they say you got those bags out of your those moves out of your bag.
Sacaste esos movimientos
he's
de tu
got
bolsa.
A very extensive bag.
Tiene una bolsa muy grande.
And so if he does one crossover,
so él hace un movimiento
and then
acá,
he does another one,
y luego hace otro,
and he breaks down the opponent,
y empieza a tomar contra
then
la
we
cuestión.
Say, man, he got an extensive bag.
Y dice, man, él tiene una bolsa muy
but
grande.
I just come to preach to a young person.
Pero yo le vengo a predicar a un joven.
Let me get back on track
que para adelante por
and let you know
y dejarle saber
that you gotta have a bag by you at all times. David had a bag.
David tenía una bolsa.
And this wasn't new to him.
Y esto no era nuevo para él.
This was something that he spent time with.
Esto era algo que tomaba tiempo con
David
esa bolsa.
David spent hours after hours.
David tomó horas con esa
singing
bolsa.
Songs to God.
Cantando cantos
and
a Dios.
Learning how to use the sling.
Y enseñando cómo usar esa arma.
He didn't know that he was going to need it in this day.
Él no sabía que le iba a ocupar ese
but
día.
But that's why you always got to be ready, young
pero
person.
Es por eso que tienes que estar listo.
That's why you always got to have a weapon that God gives you.
Siempre debes de tener esa arma
but
que Dios
never
te da.
Forget.
Pero nunca te olvides
that the battle is the Lord's.
Que la batalla le pertenece
it's
al
not
Señor.
About your accuracy
no se trata de tu
it's tiempo. Not about how good you can use
no
the weapon
se trata de tus talentos.
It's about you linking up
se trata de que tú te
with
levantes
the King of Kings
y te juntes con el
and
Señor
the
de
Lord
señores
of Lords
y el Rey de Reyes.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien debe de aplaudir sus manos.
David put his hand in his bag
David metió su mano en su bolsa,
and took thence a stone
y sacó una piedra,
and slung it
y la aventó,
and smote the Philistine in his forehead
y le pegó al Filisteo en su frente,
and the stone sunk
y su, la piedra
into
se metió
his forehead
hasta su frente,
and he fell upon his face
y se
to the
cayó
earth
sobre su rostro.
But this is what I want to read in your hearing.
Y esto es lo que les quiero leer ahorita.
So David prevailed over the Philistine
so David peleó contra
with a sling and a stone
con una piedra
and smote the Philistine
y mató al Filisteo
and slew him.
Y lo mató.
But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Pero no había espada en la mano de Dios, en la mano de David.
He said there was no sword in the hand of David.
Dice, no había espada en las manos
David,
de David
didn't even have a sword.
David ni siquiera tenía una
he told him he was going to cut his head off.
Él dijo que le iba a
but he
la
didn't
cabeza.
Even have a sword.
Pero ni siquiera tenía una espada.
But let me just go back to what I was preaching to you before.
Pero deja voy para atrás y lo que le estaba predicando.
That we serve a God
que servimos a un Dios
that created the smith.
Que creó el herrero.
We serve a God
servimos a un Dios
that created the smith
que creó el herrero
that bloweth the coals in the fire.
Y también hizo, y también sopló.
The Bible calls him the waster to destroy.
La Biblia dice que él viene a destruir.
He's coming for David's head.
Él viene por la cabeza de David.
He said, I'm going to feed you to the birds.
Él dice, yo te voy a
he said, I'm going to kill you.
Dice, te voy a matar.
And he came to the battle.
Y él vino a la batalla.
This giant
este gigante
with the sword
con la espada
and the spear
y con la larga
and the shield
y con el escudo.
But little did he know
pero poco sabía
that when the smith was forging the sword in the fire
que cuando el herrero estaba haciendo
oh, I just want to know if somebody hears what I'm preaching.
Yo nomás quiero saber si alguien me está escuchando.
That smith was making that big sword
que esa arma que estaba forjando
and he would put it into the fire
y la tomaban en el fuego
and Goliath was probably watching
y Goliath por
he was like you mirando. Need to put it in there a little bit more
dice, pon un
we need
más.
To get this thing as nice as it can be
esta arma tiene
he
que
said
ser
I'm a man of war
dice, yo soy
and
un
I'm
de
going
guerra.
To wreak havoc against the people of God
y voy a destruir los israeles.
He said put it in the fire a little
dice,
bit longer
en el fuego un poquito más.
And they began to forge the weapon
y empezaban a forjar esa arma
that had David's name
que
on
tenía
it
el nombre de David.
And the Bible says
y la Biblia dice
that David didn't have a weapon in his hand.
Que David no tenía arma en su mano.
My God. I'm just trying to let you know what your God is up to behind the scenes
yo nomás
when you can't see him.
¿Qué es lo que Dios está haciendo cuando tú no lo puedes ver?
The Bible says
la Biblia dice
that David ran
que David corrió
and stood upon the Philistine
y se paró contra los filisteos
and he took the weapon
y él tomó esa arma.
I said he took the weapon
él tomó esa arma.
I said he took the weapon
dije, tomó esa arma
that was formed against him
que estaba forjada contra
he
él.
Took the sword that had his name on
que tenía su nombre.
Come on somebody you gotta hear what I'm talking about
o alguien
tonight.
Tiene que escuchar lo que estoy diciendo.
See, David is down at the battlefield.
Sí, David está en la batalla.
And he said to Goliath,
y él le dice a Goliath,
he said, you come to me
dice, tú vienes contra
with
mí
a sword
con una espada
and with a spear
y con una lanza
and with a shield.
Y con un escudo.
And he was looking at those weapons, I guarantee it.
Y él estaba
he was looking
armas.
At what he was facing.
Y estaba mirando con lo que estaba peleando.
But he understood somewhere deep down
pero entendió algo muy adentro
that there's going to be a promise
que hay una promesa
that no weapon
que ninguna arma,
I said no weapon
que ninguna arma,
that is formed against you
forjada contra ti,
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
And David took the sword of Goliath and he cut his head off.
Y le cortó la cabeza.
I just come to preach to somebody.
Yo le vengo a predicar
to
a
let
alguien
you know tonight
para dejarlo saber
that
esta noche
no weapon,
que ningún arma,
I said no weapon,
dije ningún arma,
that's formed against you
forjada contra ti,
shall prosperará. I come to preach to somebody
le vengo a predicar a alguien
that the weapon that the enemy designed for you,
el arma que el enemigo diseñó,
you're going to cut his head off with.
Tú le vas a cortar la cabeza.
Somebody ought to get excited about that.
Alguien se ha de emocionar con eso.
God's helping somebody tonight.
Dios está ayudando a alguien esta noche.
I'm telling somebody, you've been pushed up against the wall.
Estoy diciendo, Dios
and your adversary is showing you all of the weaponry that he has with your name on it.
El adversario te está enseñando las armas contra ti.
But I just come to remind somebody of what the word of God says.
Pero yo le vengo a recordar a alguien lo que
he
dice
said,
la palabra.
I created the smith.
Dice, yo creo el herrero.
And just like Goliath had plans for the sword.
Y así como Goliath tenía planes con esa espada.
God had plans for the sword.
Dios tenía planes con esa espada.
Little did Goliath know
poco sabía Goliath
that he was going to get his head cut off
que con su propia espada
with the sword that was made
le iban
for
a
David.
Cortar la cabeza.
Somebody ought to get excited
alguien
about that.
Emocionar con
somebody
eso.
Ought to shout about that.
Alguien de, alguien
somebody
alguien
ought to give him
alguien
praise.
De levantar su voz.
The Bible says when the Philistines saw their champion,
la Biblia dice que cuando los filisteos miraron su campeón,
that he was dead,
que estaba muerto,
then they fled.
Cuando ellos huyeron.
Praise God, praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor, alabado sea el Señor.
Thank God for His word.
Gracias a Dios por su palabra.
Because when my back is up against the wall,
porque cuando mi espalda está contra
and when
la pared,
the enemy comes knocking at my door,
y cuando el enemigo empieza a tocar
and
mis
he
puertas,
will.
Y él lo va a hacer.
And when he hits me with his best shot,
y cuando pega con lo más que tiene,
I've got provision from the word
yo
of
tengo
God.
Provisión de la palabra de
that
Dios.
No weapon
que ninguna arma
that is formed against
forjada
me
contra mí
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
I said no weapon
que ninguna arma
that is formed against
forjada
you
contra mí
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
I come to preach to somebody right
predicar
now
a alguien esta noche
that no weapon
ninguna arma
I said no weapon
ninguna arma
formed against
forjada
you
contra ti
shall
prosper.
Somebody shout.
Alguien alza su
somebody
voz.
Shout.
Alguien dale voz de
somebody
júbilo.
Shout.
David
was a man of war.
Era un hombre de batalla.
And David would fight many battles.
Y David peleaba muchas batallas.
Stephen talked about this a little bit the other day.
Esteban habló de esto el otro día.
How you're covered in battle.
Que estás cubierto en la batalla.
And he talked about how David.
Y está hablando de que David.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That Saul has slain his thousands.
Que Saúl ha matado sus mil.
But David has slain his tens of thousands.
Pero David sus diez mil.
And with many battles.
Y con muchas batallas.
Comes many weapons.
Vienen muchas armas.
But David has an assurance.
Pero David tiene una aseguranza.
In the 27th Psalm,
en el Salmo 27,
he says, "The Lord is my light and dice, my salvation."
El Señor es mi luz y mi salvación.
He said, "Whom shall I fear?
¿De quién temeré?
The Lord is the strength of my life.
El Señor es mi fortaleza.
In whom shall I be afraid?
¿De quién tendré miedo?"
He said, "When the wicked,
cuando los malos,
even my enemies and my foes,
propios enemigos,
came upon me to eat of my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me." He said, "My heart shall not fear.
Mi corazón no tendrá miedo.
Though war shall rise against me,
aunque las guerras se levanten,
in this will I be confident.
En esto tendré confianza.
One thing,
una cosa he deseado,
one thing
una cosa he deseado,
have I desired of the Lord,
es deseado del Señor,
and that will I seek after,
y eso yo lo buscaré,
that I may dwell
que yo puedo vivir
in the house of the Lord
en la casa del Señor,
all the days
todos
of
los
my
días
life.
De mi vida."
He said to behold the beauty
él le dice a todos
of the Lord
de la, Señor, Señor,
and to inquire
y para
of his in his temple
y preguntarle su templo.
For in the time of trouble
porque en el tiempo del problema,
he shall hide me,
él me va a esconder
in his pavilion
en su provisión,
in the secret of his tabernacle
en el secreto de su
shall
tabernáculo,
hide me,
él me va a esconder,
he shall set me upon a rock,
él me va a poner sobre una roca.
And we read in the 91st Psalm,
y leemos en el Salmo 91,
he that dwelleth in the secret place
el que habita el abrigo del
of the Most High
morará,
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Bajo la sombra de los
I will say of the Lord,
le diré a mi Señor,
He is my refuge,
él es mi fortaleza,
and my fortress,
él es mi refugio,
my God,
mi Dios,
in Him will I trust.
En él confiaré.
I just come to remind somebody of what the Word of God already says.
Lo que la palabra de Dios ya dice.
Surely He shall deliver me,
seguramente él me
from
sacará
the snare of the fowl,
de todas las cosas malas.
Praise God. And from the noisome pestilence,
y de la pestilencia,
He shall cover thee,
él me cubrirá,
with His feathers,
abajo de sus alas,
and under His wings,
y debajo de sus
shall
alas,
thou trust.
Yo confiaré.
His truth,
su verdad,
shall be thy shield,
será mi escudo,
and thy buckler,
y mi adargo,
and thou shalt not be afraid,
y yo no tendré miedo,
of the terror by night.
De las cosas de noche.
I come to tell somebody,
yo le vengo a decir a alguien,
that you can't even sleep at night,
que ni siquiera puedes dormir
that the
en la
enemy
noche
has been oppressed. In your mind
porque
at night,
el enemigo te ha estado atacando,
that you're dealing with anxiety,
estás
that you're dealing
ansiedad,
with depression.
Estás, tienes depresión.
I come to tell you,
yo le vengo a decir,
don't you be afraid of
no
the terror by night.
De noche.
Don't you be afraid of the arrow that flieth by day.
No tengas miedo de lo que pasa en la
These
noche.
Are weapons that the enemy
estas son armas que
has created
ha creado
with your name on it.
Con tu nombre sobre ellas.
But when the spirit, when the enemy comes in like a flood,
pero cuando el enemigo viene como
the spirit of the Lord,
el espíritu de Dios
will raise up a standard against it.
Ti.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien levante sus manos.
Can I preach to you about the Hebrew 3?
¿Le puedo predicar Hebreos 3?
Can I talk to you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
¿Les puedo hablar de Shadrach, Meshach?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Esos tres hebreos.
They were exiles.
Estaban para fuera.
In Babylon.
En Babilonia.
They were in a strange land.
Estaban en una tierra
they were extraña. Away from the house of God.
Estaban lejos de la casa de Dios.
And the Bible gave them favor in exile.
Y la Biblia les dio favor en ese mismo tiempo.
God gives them favor in Babylon.
Dios les dio favor en Babilonia.
And they begin to rise to position.
Y empiezan a levantar una posición.
But we read in the Word of God.
Pero leemos en la palabra de Dios.
That King Nebuchadnezzar.
Que el rey Nebuchadnezzar.
That King Nebuchadnezzar.
El rey Nebuchadnezzar.
Come on, boy, that's good. He made a decree.
Él hizo un degrado.
Or he wanted to dedicate the golden image that he reared up.
Quería dedicar la imagen de oro.
And he wanted to dedicate it with music.
Y la quería dedicar con música.
And he told the people,
y le dijo al pueblo,
that when you hear the sound of the music,
cuando escuchan el sonido de
that
la
you're
música,
gonna have to bow down.
Te tienes que arrodillar.
And he further made a decree.
Y él empieza a hacer un degrado.
And the decree said,
y la orden dijo,
anybody that doesn't bow down,
cualquier persona que no se
arrodilla, they're gonna be thrown into the fiery
lo vamos
furnace.
A aventar al fuego.
I need somebody to help me right now.
Ocupo que alguien me ayude ahorita.
And so they played the music.
So tocaron la música.
And everybody bowed down.
Y todos se arrodillaron.
Let me rephrase that.
Y deja digo tres otra vez.
Most everybody bowed down.
Casi todos se arrodillaron.
But they looked towards the back of the
pero
crowd.
Pero miraron hacia atrás.
And there was three that were still standing
y
up on their feet.
Tres que estaban parados todavía de
and
pie.
They were standing on their feet.
Y estaban parados en sus pies.
And Nebuchadnezzar
y Nebuchadnezzar
gets word from his people.
Da escucha la palabra.
And they say there are three
y hay tres
that didn't bow down.
Que no se arrodillaron.
And so Nebuchadnezzar goes to where they are.
So Nebuchadnezzar va donde están ellos.
And when he went to where they are,
y cuando fue donde estaban
he
ellos,
said, maybe you didn't hear the sound of the music.
Tal vez no escucharon el sonido de la música.
He said, I'm going to play the sound again.
Y dice, voy a tocar esa música
I'm
going to
play the music again.
Voy a tocar ese sonido otra
and
vez.
Then they begin to play the music.
Y empezaron a tocar esa
he
música.
Said, I'm going to give you one more opportunity. And they say
Nebuchadnezzar,
O king, live forever.
Oh, rey, vive para siempre.
But we're not going to bow.
Pero no nos vamos a arrodillar.
Didn't they say,
y luego dijeron,
our God has the power to deliver us.
Dios nos tiene el poder.
But even if he doesn't,
y aunque no nos libera,
we're still not going to bow.
Aún no nos vamos a arrodillar.
Praise God. And they played the music again.
Y tocaron la música otra vez.
And everybody bowed down.
Y todos se arrodillaron.
Except the Hebrew 3.
En menos los tres.
And he says, "We're going to throw you into the fiery
dijeron,
furnace."
Vamos a aventar al fuego.
And they throw him into the furnace.
Y los aventaron al fuego.
And the Bible says
y la Biblia dice
that he commanded them to turn it up, turn
que
up the heat.
Que pusieron más fuego.
And when they started to turn up the heat,
y cuando empezaron a hacerlo
the
más
Bible
caliente,
says
la Biblia dice
that the men that threw them in,
que los hombres que los
they
aventaron
were burned
para dentro,
up.
Se murieron.
It was the weapon
era la arma
that was created for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Los tres hebreos.
It was the weapon
era la arma
that had their name on it.
Que tenía su nombre sobre ellos.
I'm just trying to expose the enemy tonight.
Yo nomás quiero exponer al enemigo esta noche.
That he is playing tricks on your mind.
Que está tocando trucos con tu mente.
That God is in control.
Dios tiene el control.
That God knows where you are.
Dios sabe dónde
that
estás
God
tú.
Sees you in your distress.
Dios te mira tus
and
problemas.
That God can make a way.
Y Dios puede abrir
where
camino.
There seems to be
donde
no
tal
way.
Vez no haya camino.
They look into the fire.
Los metieron al fuego.
Bible says then Nebuchadnezzar came near
la Biblia dice que luego, cuando los
to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace
fuego.
And spake and said
y habló y escuchó,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego
los tres hebreos que aventamos,
servants of the Most High God
sirvientes del Rey viviente,
he said come forth
vengan hacia el frente,
come hither
vengan acérquense acá.
Then they came forth
y
of the midst of the fire
se salieron del miedo del fuego.
And verse 27 is what I really want you to see
y versículo 27
and the princes
y los
the governors, the captains,
los gobernadores y los capitanes,
and the king's counselors
y los reyes,
being gathered together
se juntaron,
saw these men
miraron estos
hombres, upon whose bodies
en que sus cuerpos,
the fire had no power.
El fuego no tuvo ningún poder.
The fire was the weapon
el fuego, la arma,
that was created against the three.
Que fue creada contra los tres.
But I read in the word of God
pero yo leo en mi palabra,
a promise
la promesa,
that no weapon
que ninguna arma,
not a sword
no espada,
not a spear,
no lanza,
not any fire,
no fuego,
not any water,
no lo que está fuera,
formed against me,
ninguna forjado
contra
mí, shall prosperará.
Somebody ought to get excited today.
Alguien debe
you ought to clap your hands for the word.
Alguien debe aplaudir sus manos.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
whose bodies the fire had no power,
que el fuego no tenía poder
nor
sobre su
was
cuerpo.
In hair of their head singed,
ningún pelo de su cabeza.
Neither were their coats changed,
ni sus, ni su ropa
nor
fue
the smell of the fire
ni el olor del fuego
had passed on them.
Había pasado por ellos.
The enemy created a weapon,
el enemigo creó un arma.
And while he was creating the weapon,
y mientras creó esa arma,
God just wanted to let the people of God know.
Dios quería dejar saber al pueblo.
Again,
otra vez más.
I'm just going to let you know one more time.
Nomás le voy a saber otra
as
vez
you
más.
Walk into the fire,
mientras caminan por el
that
fuego,
no weapon
que ningún arma
formed against you
forjada contra ti
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
I said no weapon
que ninguna arma
formed against
forjada
you
contra ti
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
Praise God. Man, I got so much to preach.
Tengo mucho que predicar.
We ain't gonna get through it.
Y no vamos a
I can talk to you about the man Mordecai.
Les puedo hablar del hombre Mordecai.
We know the story.
Conocemos esa historia.
Haman hated the people of God.
Haman odiaba
Haman
Dios.
Hated Mordecai.
Haman odiaba a Mordecai.
And Haman was trying to push up against the people of God.
Y Haman quería empujar contra el pueblo
but we
de Dios.
Read in the word of God
pero leemos en la palabra
that
de
Haman
Dios.
Began to be elevated in the kingdom.
Que Haman estaba subiendo para arriba.
And he got high and mighty.
Y se subió hasta arriba.
And the queen called for his presence
y la reina llamó por su presencia
at a banquet.
En una banqueta.
And Haman walked out of the door
y a Haman caminó
full of power.
Lleno de poder.
Excited about what was happening
emocionado
in his life.
Lo que estaba pasando.
And then he saw Mordecai,
y luego miró a Mordecai
sitting in the king's gate.
Que presentaba en la puerta del rey.
And he goes to the house and he tells his wife
y va la, y le dice
everything
a su esposa,
that happened.
Dice todo lo que pasó.
And then he said,
y luego dice,
but I see Mordecai,
pero miro a Mordecai
sitting in the king's gate,
sentado en las puertas del rey.
And then his wife and his friends told him this.
Y luego su esposa y sus
amigos they
le
say, dicen, let a gallows be made.
Dicen que hagan unos gallows
50 cubits high.
Altos de 50 pies.
And tomorrow speak unto the king.
Y mañana habla contra el rey.
That Mordecai be hanged thereon.
Que Mordecai lo cuelguen ahí.
The weapons was created.
Las armas fue creadas.
For Mordecai.
Para Mordecai. die.
The weapon was created
las armas fue creadas
from an enemy of the Most High God
de un enemigo del Rey de
against
Reyes
the people of God.
Contra el pueblo de Dios.
But we know the story.
Pero la historia,
God began to turn the situation
Dios empieza a cambiar esa situación
on a dime.
Y lo voltea.
And the Bible says
y la Biblia dice,
that though the weapon was made for Mordecai, we read that Haman was hung
leemos que Haman fue
on
que
his
fue
own gallows.
En sus propios gallows.
I just come to let somebody
yo
know.
Te vengo a decir a
I just come to remind you
yo
again,
vengo a acordar este niño,
child of God,
hijo de Dios,
that no weapon
que ninguna arma
formed against you
forjada contra ti
shall prosper.
Va a prosperar.
You can pick your head up tonight.
Debes alzar tu cabeza.
You can take courage tonight.
Debes alzar tu mirada.
You can stand with your God tonight.
Debes de pararte con
and
tu Dios
understand
y entender
that it won't work.
Que no va a trabajar,
that it won't prosper.
No va a prosperar,
that the weapon
que la arma
that's made by your enemy
que hecha por tu enemigo
is not going to prosper.
No va a prosperar.
I wonder, can you come to the altar tonight?
Oh, me pregunto si pueden venir al altar.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
I don't have time to preach everything I have tonight.
No tengo tiempo para predicar todo.
But I think you get the picture.
Pero yo creo que ustedes miran el retrato.
That when people come up against the people of God,
que cuando se levantan contra el pueblo
that
de Dios,
the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard
el Espíritu
against
de Dios levanta una protección,
and that no weapon
y que ninguna arma
formed against you
forjada contra ti
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
Don't forget, child of God,
no te olvides, hijo de Dios,
that God created the smith
que Dios creó el
that
herrero,
blow at the coals
que sopla el fuego,
in the fire.
En el fuego.
You have no reason to fear.
No tienes ninguna razón para tener
you
miedo.
Have no reason to be discouraged.
No tienes ninguna razón para
you
estar desanimado.
Have no reason to put your head down
no tienes
tonight.
Razón para cual agacharte.
Yes, the enemy is forging weapons right
sí,
now.
El enemigo está haciendo
yes,
armas.
He wants to take you out today.
Sí, te quiere echar para fuera.
But we read a promise in the Word
pero
of God
leemos la promesa
that no weapon
que ninguna arma
formed against me
forjada contra mí
shall prosper.
Prosperará.
I wonder, can somebody give God praise for that?
Si
I wonder, can somebody lift up a
si
shout in the house of God? I wonder, can somebody give God a great praise right now? Somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody. You can walk in courage today. You can walk understanding that God's going to see you through. That God's
going to...
I just preached to somebody in your hearing tonight. And I know what I'm talking about right now.
Y yo sé lo que le estoy diciendo.
That you've been battling the
están,
enemy.
Han estado batallando contra
and
el enemigo.
The weapons of the enemy are coming up against
y
you.
Las armas del enemigo están viniendo.
I just preached to you story after story
les,
after story.
Les prediqué historia tras historia tras
in
historia.
The Word of God.
En la palabra de Dios.
Where God made the weapon fail.
Donde hizo el que Dios la
where
arma
the weapon
no
didn't prosper.
Donde la arma no prosperó.
And I don't know if you get excited about that.
Y yo no sé si te emocionas de
but
eso.
This brother gets excited.
Pero este hermano se emociona.
When God blocks my enemy.
Cuando Dios agarra
when
mis
God
enemigos.
Raises up a standard
cuando
against
Dios
my enemy.
Una protección.
When God put a stop to my adversary. Somebody
enemigo.
Ought to give him praise right now.
Alguien debe de alabar,
like right? God shut the mouth of the
lion. No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that we
we
desperate here tonight. It's okay to give a praise in the house of God on a Sunday night. No matter what the weather is,
we win.
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 Yes, we win.
Yes, we win.
We win.
Yes, we win.
We win.
Yes, we win.
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 Yes, we win. Woo! Clap your hands all over this house.
Aplauden sus manos en este lugar.
Somebody clap your hands right now. Somebody shouting to God with a voice of
triumph.
Somebody give him praise right now. Come on, I feel victory in this house.